1967, there was a dream, 40 years ago, summer of love, and we danced, how we danced. If it was the first time, it was not the last time. With the music inside, with the music outside, that was meant to last. A shattering of glass, the shards cut the heart, wicked the reflection in the high noonday sun. A dream retreats. There are dreams that do not vanish, like the waters of the sea, retreating to return a tidal wave. Bring back the dream.
Welcome. I'm Dan Roberts, and it's 3 o'clock and time for Rhythm Running River. I'm producing this show at home in advance on Friday. Today's Rhythm Running River features a celebration of the poetry of Ruth Weiss, along with music from around the world. You're listening to KZYX 90.7 FM Philo, KZYZ 91.5 FM Willits in Ukiah, 88.1 FM Fort Bragg, and we stream on the web at www.kzyx.org. Altogether, we are Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. So the programs that used to be aired on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. from Michael, Lilia, and myself have been moved to the 3 to 5 p.m. slot, and the shortwave report is now aired at 6 p.m. Today on Rhythm Running River, we'll take a pause from the 2020 virtual Mendocino Spring Poetry Celebration. Ruth Weiss, often referred to as the Beat Goddess, was an Albion resident for some 40 years. She is internationally recognized as an innovator in performing poetry accompanied by jazz musicians. She's a legend of the San Francisco beat scene in the 50s and 60s, as well as New Orleans, Vienna, and many other cultural centers around the world. Ruth was born in 1928 in Berlin, spent her early years fleeing anti-Jewish persecution with her parents. Eventually, she arrived in New York City. At the end of World War II, she returned with her parents to Germany for a few years and then back to Chicago. There, she began developing live poetry with jazz musicians. And in the early 50s, she arrived in North Beach in San Francisco, where she performed in the same venues as Ferlinghetti, Kerouac, and Hirschman. There is a recently completed feature full-length documentary about her called Ruth Weiss, The Beat Goddess, by Melody Miller and Elizabeth Montgomery. After moving to Mendocino County, Ruth often performed at our various venues, both as a featured reader and at open mics. At 5'0", her words and voice brought the room to attention. I was lucky enough to record her performances many times and lucky enough to develop a friendship with her. Today I will be playing 18 of her poems, 16 of them I recorded in our fortunate county. I have segued her words with a mixture of music from around the world. In the first hour, the music is from Israel, Colombia, Ghana, India, and Lebanon. The playlist is already up at my website, outfarpress.com, so you can follow along and see where the various musicians are from. Just look in the upper left-hand corner of outfarpress.com for the link to the Rhythm Running River playlist. Celebrate Ruth.
Precious each day, each moment, trusting the bend in the road, each down proved an up. I'm told I laugh in my dreams, dreams that are never remembered, dreams that are never remembered. I'm told I laugh in my dreams, Each down proved an up. Trusting the bend in the road, each moment precious each day. Forty-first day, the return. How does one start what one has to finish? The worst is the past. Dark things move away. It is over. It is shalom. Believe. Can it truly be so simple? Feel real. Easy to put one foot in front of the other. Hover over one small flame. Become a light so bright, be a light so bright. Once upon a time, tell one story once more of joy, relief, no lie left to lie upon. White is all colors. You can't make a bad move unless you got a bad motive. The circle is a line returning. You got to give without wanting to get, to learn receiving. One dares to ask for more than possible. It will be given, a love supreme. The light opens all doors. Love must now om. Now is the time to mend split ends. Must dance. Mount the steps from the abyss. Laughter startled, startling the universe. All is laughter. Each day is a present to oneself. No more rage. All pain is all what one meant only upon oneself. Stars in the well, solemn the night. See red the stars the day. What is that face of a whole human race that gazes through one's eyes on the journey? The same faces over and over. One thing she's found out, she doesn't have to suffer anymore. The violence spends itself, letting go. The bare hand on the bright door. Gift the blooming with fresh start. Be not afraid. So much to be said and nothing. There's a point where the last rescue of love is possible. Possibility, possibility of become.
Oh,
1939, home in Harlem, a children's home in Harlem. A lone white Jewish children's home in Harlem. So who's new in the neighborhood? She knew in the neighborhood. Why was it now in Harlem? Maybe that Bronx children's home where no one was to be after age 9, they'd found out I was going on 11. Not 8, like Papa and Mutti said. Once I know English outcomes, that I know algebra, and then, oops, it was fast from class 2 to 4 to 5. In the Bronx, all the streets so even and clean and no green. No one in the street, the houses straight up and down. Oh, Vienna, my hands still on your grillwork, on your balustrades. Harlem streets are narrow. Houses lean one to the other. Sideways and frontways, steps up and down. And other streets, oh, so wide smiling. And everybody's out there at one time or another, or from the window, and they're skipping and jumping and clapping and stopping. And sitting and talking, and always the dance. School, the only white girl in the class, and I don't speak yet too much English, and this one and that one takes me home to show mama and sister and brother. Don't you have a mama? Yes, I have a mama and a papa too. But where are they? I see them on Sundays. And where are your sisters? And where are your brothers? I don't have a sister. I don't have a brother. You do now. Yes, I do. But I miss Susie. I miss Susie. Susie Rosner, my close friend for 5 years in Vienna. And sometimes see her brown eyes, see her dark hair and white skin reflected in the block.
En tus balas para trascender, tuve que pensar en lo que fui ayer y lo que soy ahora. Y yo fui tal vez un poco ignorante, soy muy lista ayer. Para no volver. Oh, 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 oh. Y ya pude verte, pude reclamarte, luego abandonarte. Lo que quise ahora, y aunque fui tal vez un poco ignorante, fui muy lista ayer para no volver. Oh, 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 oh. Oh,
Listen, Papa. The fog parts, clears around the full moon, eye in the night sky. A pearl, a pupil bright. Papa, bright pupil, at 80 still taking courses. A photo of you at the Xerox machine. The oldest student in school in Turlock, California, where you finally found the roots to end this lifetime in 1984. This full moon night celebrates your 100th anniversary, July 19th, 1997. Papa, crab cancer sign like me, your daughter, your only offspring. Roots stretch to Hungary, to Transylvania. The bow across the gypsy violin haunts its centuries of wandering. This full moon night in Big Sur, 1997, where 40 years before I stayed and healed, cut my feet on rocks to reach the sea, cut my cord dependent on cities, returning to the city, knew I'd widen my horizon. A century since you were born. 13 years after your death, I write you. Papa, you would not ever listen to a single word I said. Can you hear me now? Years before Beatnik exploded through the media, I arrive in North Beach, 1952, thumbing from Chicago. Within hours, I'm in the Black Cat, a bar that is legend. Marbles of memory pinging me there. Mention San Francisco, and someone would say, the Black Cat. In Chicago, in New Orleans, even in New York. Once a watering hole for the literati, Saroy and Steinbeck. Now a gay bar, same sawdust and black walls. Rampant with paintings, the faces in the paintings and at the tables and bar stools. It's 2 a.m. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, the bartender shouts over the last drink. I'm in the street with the crowd. Someone says, let's go to the gourmet. I'm sitting on someone's lap in a taxi. We pour out of the cab, 8 or 9 of us, a Marx Brothers movie. We're at the gourmet, a gay after hours in the Fillmore, a dance place. I never stop dancing. The bottle passes under the table to fill our soda setups. That first night in San Francisco, I never stopped dancing across my Golden Gate Bridge from North Beach to Black Fillmore. My room on the same street as the Black Cat, 3 blocks uphill in Montgomery, my hermit cave, that room. I go to the waitress union hall, take a job from the call board, long enough to pay the rent. I collage boxes with intent to sell, give them instead to newfound friends. My feet learn every crack on the sidewalk of those 3 blocks. They walk there without a penny in the pocket. Someone always buys me a beer. Quiet afternoons there fill pages that continue in the room. Awake for days, asleep for days. Is it day or is it night? The past comes a-haunting. In dreams she won't remember. She's head and feet. Her hands hold a palpitating heart. The rest of her body has vanished. Edmund Gordonet is my bridge-crossing partner. North Beach to Fillmore, bridge-crossing partner. When did we meet? Was it one early evening at the Black Cat, an elegant suit on his tall, slim frame, just after work, looking at me through his glasses? A glass in his hand, a beer for me, and the other to the table where I'm writing. Don't want to disturb you. You're not a say. I was just about to break. Or was it Jackson's Nook one early morning? One here, one there, at the half dozen or so tables, a bass, 1 or 2 horns, a piano, the acoustic days. The ear fine-tuned to the nuance of the jam. Edmund lives on Ash Street, an alley a few blocks away in the heart of the Black Fillmore, an upright piano against the wall of his narrow apartment. His long, pale fingers are flying over the keys. Debussy, Satie, the room expands, disappears. Colors of dawn, of dusk. Nightfall, we're in a Chinese restaurant. His long, pale fingers hold chopsticks, as do mine. The click of the sticks punctuates our repartee. His arch and special humor sharpens my wit. This lodges my ennui, my Weltschmerz, a gift he brings to my wedding to Mel Weitzman in 1957, where he even flirts with the father of the bride. My father, European, scholar and a gentleman, takes it all in his stride, considers himself flattered. Sunday, Sunday chez Edmund. Edmund and I, and sometimes Neil, with flute, Bob White in a sea of black faces. Jazz and laughter, much laughter, a joint passed round to someone who do and some who don't. Edmund's broccoli and tuna souffle and gin. And me with my beer. It spills on someone who's just entered, his head sharp angles towards me, a cigarette waving in his left hand. Adan took my shower this morning and sees my face, a slow blush rising and purrs. Cat got your tongue? I'm Jamie. You rude. You know a lot. You got lots to learn. But you got music in your soul. And off he sails, camping through the crowd. 1991. Edmund back home to Buffalo more than 30 years before. I'm in the Columbus, a North Beach bar down the street from Gino and Carlos, a more well-known hangout, but now noisy with video games. Jamie enters. Ever hear from Edmund? I'll never forget that boy. Your sweet child, you looking good. You too. Oh, honey, I'm a mean black queen. I knows to take care of myself. They can't kill me. 10-10. 10-10 cometh the dragon. Skims on 10,000 feet, drumming rememberer along a street of applause, pauses. It was 1952, a dragon year. At Broadway in Columbus, my last hitch from Chicago says this where you belong. Found my room on Montgomery, 1010 Montgomery, $10 a month, with a light well and a shower steaming on the roof through the fog. Across the hall, Professor Foon kept music in a room. Tongue click against tooth, a nervous habit from near miss a bomb on his home in Hong Kong. Butterfly harp, I danced, he played, kept us both from being afraid. We spoke no English, I wrote in it though, and ate with chopsticks. But not pizza, 10 fingers for that. One late night walk, uphill on Kearney from Pacific, the man stopped his black and white and asked, where are you going out at night? Just then Frankie Lupo, another up all night freak, stepped through the gate of his Kearney palace, told the man, since I didn't speak, she just likes to walk. Then invited me in to share pizza reheated on coal with a glass of red to warm the soul. Talked of mama upstairs through glass clink and fog blink. Regaled me with tales I'll never forget nor remember. My first book, Steps, 1959, 41 Dragon Steps. Up the steps of Kearney Cosba, where for years we smoked, joint to the east. Made a point in the west. One more step west is the sea. On Pacific, the international settlement, where I worked the tables in the House of Blue Lights. The girls dark and grace, how I loved that place. The music was so fine. Lullaby Broadway, garbage truck, smash, crash at dawn, can't sleep, climb to Coit Tower. One more step up, see sunrise. 10-10 cometh the dragon, skims on 10,000 feet, drumming remember, along the street of applause, pauses. China, gong, 1990. Where's that monkey, Kaizik Wong? His floats a saga, the crowd going gaga while he scampers away, floated away in his robe of Atlantis. Chi-chi, chi-chi, is that you? 10-10 cometh the dragon, skims on 10,000 feet, drumming remember, along the street of applause, pauses, the dragon arrives.
मुझे इश्क हुआ है, मैंने इश्क किया है, मैंने इश्क किया है, मैंने इश्क किया है, मैंने इश्क किया है, इश्क 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 बिना क्या जिंदगी, इश्क 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 बिना क्या बंदगी, इश्क 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 बिना क्या सरखुशी,
times 7, 5 times 12. A shed snake skin, a pair of golden elfin boots, a pearl-handled pocket knife. It was right out of a fairy tale, but then fairy tales are real and not symbolic either. June 24th, 1963. It was the morning of my 35th birthday, living solo in a $25 a month cabin on Little Lake Road in the village of Mendocino, still married to a first husband in San Francisco, spending the months surviving day by day, groping away through the maze. Bright night stars and foghorn calling. I am alone. I want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. I'm not alone. I am alone. I want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. I'm not alone. I am alone. Up all night, awake at dawn. I was born in the morning. My first real American Indian vision, not long before, followed in years to come by three more from that same direction. But those are other stories, and I don't want to digress too far, not at this point. Although before I ever went past the Statue of Liberty, American NIF people blurred through my Vienna childhood. What a letdown when I set foot on New York shores. Not even one glass bead, but that too is another story. How glass beads and seed beads and wood beads appeared in my life years later. Back to my first real American Indian vision. He said, it was a he, "You must now be alone." I screamed, "I don't want to be alone." He said, "You are not alone." And it was night, and it was clear, and it was right behind my auto court cabin on Little Lake Road in the village of Mendocino. A door, a cormorant, a garbage dump. Notes to enlarge in this story. The door, weathered gray, weathered wood gray, must have been lying in the rattlesnake grass for years. I stumble upon it in the early morning and drag it back to the cabin for no reason at all. Just to set it up, lean it against the cabin, look at the weathered grain. The lines tell so many stories. And how it is now, it is my door. For so long as I would stay here, it was not to go back to the city with me. But it waited 20 years for me to return. Of course, it's probably on someone else's door right now. But then I'd return from beach walk with, wait a minute. But then I'd return from beach walks with shell and rock and glue them on. That was my door in 1963. Oh, the cormorant. It was dead with a BB gun hole through its head on Big River Beach. Why? I cried, wrote a poem, and felt sorry for myself. Not anymore. Something had changed. The more it gets worse, the more are starting to care. Oh, I know, the Pink Hotel with 35-cent breakfast in a Mirabia-loaded bar is now a fancy in the box, and so on and so forth. But neither is the other hand throwing refuse by the truckloads off the headlands by Big River Beach. Why mention it? Just be shrugged off. What a stench drifted to where I would sit on the driftwood, tracing circles in the sand. June 24th, 1963, the morning of my 35th birthday. I start down Little Lake Road with enough change to buy myself a fudgico at the grocery store on Main Street. Scuffed one foot in front of the other, and lo, a shed snakeskin. A shed snakeskin, wow. Careful now, don't want it to disintegrate before I return to the cabin. A higher step and soft. There on the road at the corner of Little Lake and Lansing, a pair of golden elfin boots. Not one shoe, but two, and new. The kind that could be a slipper at home, or better yet, to protect bare feet from poison oak rampant all around. And yes, it's a perfect fit. By now it's a skip and a hop to the ice cream bin. The hand goes in and comes up with a pearl-handled pocket knife. No price tag, no reference point. There it is in my hand. Three gifts I've never forgotten and never questioned how. How come I stand here summer solstice 1988? How come I stand here this dragon year, 3 days before my 60th birthday? 5 times 12. How come I stand on Main Street in Mendocino 25 years later, making a stand on Main Street? Making a stand on Main Street Leave the book open. Leave the sea free. Leave the tree there. Breathe the clean air. Nothing to fear. Making a stand on Main Street. Making a stand on Main Street. Making a stand on Main Street. Thank you. Turnabout. High tide, low tide, sunrise, sunset, what is below is above. Are you not singular? Are you not each to each the mermaid singing? Are we not sailors on this universe? Blessed, the needle of the compass. Sailing, sailing over the... There's a sailing above, observing this testing ground earth, weighing this grave situation, a new view of matter, one ancient one regained, only a new view of what matters will break the trap pattern. The fleet is in, swift and slow, bringing about. Now hear this, now hear this, now hear this, planet Earth, experimental vessel in space, steer this fellowship to treasure grace. Short circuit the power games, you've been juvenile long enough. This millennium has no time to make the same mistake. Have we traveled afar? Or are we still near? Is it the importance of being wild? The wild sea is rocking. I am at sea. All ye outs are free. Holy, holy, ocean free. Ship and shore, the fleet is in, swift and slow, turning about. Shore up, turn about, turn about, turning point. Blessed the spiral that keeps it open, ended. Ye gods and little fishes, pass this planet through the net. This is the sea, and this is the land. This is the eye, and this is the hand. I reflect as in a mirror, a lake, but no, more as ocean, wave upon wave, not placid, but rhythmically I place myself as all the creatures, and thus create. The tide is turning. Earth, join the fleet.